I don't want to talk about Shahrukh Khan.
This guy from Delhi, right? Bollywood actor. He calls his accuser and tells him, "Saale, main tere ko aage marunga." Imagine. Police station se usko wapas call kar raha hai ki, "How dare you complain against me? I will again come and beat you up."
So cute. Oh, it's just like so he's putting a scarf around it and he's smiling at the snowman, and Deepa's not even in the frame, like it's just him and the snowman. And it was so fucking cute. Okay, I was just like, man, even in this film where he's playing this very gray area problematic character, he's so cute. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Das Rupay Ki Pepsi Hamara Shahrukh Sexy. We are three friends, Deeksha, Digvijay and Preeti, who get together once a week to watch a Shahrukh Khan movie from the archives and then spend some time talking about it, discussing it, simping over Shahrukh Khan. Reviewing it is, pushing the limits of what we actually.
But honestly, we've been reviewing it for the past, I don't know, we do discuss the merits of the movie quite a bit now.
Yeah, that's true. But
especially when it's a movie we didn't like, then we spend a lot of time just critiquing it.
Yeah, because we don't want to spend the time. We don't have anything to simp about in those episodes.
Yeah, if it's a good movie, then there's no review.
You do it more logically than I do. So I don't think I'm reviewing it anymore.
Oh, please, huh? You have like all kinds of critiques for movie which you have like a passionate dislike towards. Stuff to many
cinema big brain.
You are the one with the most vociferous critiques. Yeah.
But as someone summarized recently, our personas are, Deeksha will look at the movie and say logically, this is what's right about it and this is what's wrong. Digvijay will look at the movie and say, these are reasons to not like the movie. These are reasons to like the movie,
even if
you don't like it. And Preeti will be like, SRK hot, SRK hot.
Three buttons open.
That is pretty much our personalities on the podcast.
Anyway, coming to this week's episode, we have watched Maya Memsab, which came out in 1993, and that's what we're going to be talking about. So this week was my turn to pick the movie, and I picked it honestly because I saw some controversy pop up on Twitter about, like, basically news about some past controversy pop up on Twitter about how SRK got into like this whole thing with a journalist who wrote some shit about him and Deepa Sahi, and that, you know, this movie had like a nude scene that got deleted and censored and whatnot. And that's basically all I knew about the movie. I thought it was going to be some, like what Diggy said, B-grade cringe film that, you know, we'll have some fun just making fun of, like it'll be so bad that it'll be good, that kind of a film. But I was very, very, very pleasantly surprised that that was not the movie at all. I actually really, really enjoyed the movie. And okay, before I get into the summary, I'm going to say if you haven't seen this film, don't listen to the rest of this episode right now. Go watch the film and come back and listen to it later, because I really think that everyone should experience this movie and without
blank,
biases.
Absolutely blank slate.
Without knowing like, you know, what you're going to expect and everything. So, okay. Now, if you're still here, I'll assume you have watched the movie. And I'll get into the summary. So the movie is about Maya, played by Deepa Sahi, who is this... I don't know. I wouldn't say she's mentally deranged necessarily. I have thoughts about that, which I'll come to later. But basically, she's whimsical. She has like, you know, she wants a very flamboyant life, kind of. She ends up, you know, getting in this whirlwind romance with Farooq Sheikh. She gets married to him. And then she realizes that her married life is going to be domestic and boring as fuck for the rest of her life, and she's not okay with it. And then, I think slowly she kind of starts having these extramarital affairs with Shahrukh Khan, but that doesn't materialize. And then with Raj Babbar, that ends up materializing. There's like a lot of semi-sensual sexual scenes that kind of take place. And Shahrukh Khan comes back into the picture. She also has an extramarital affair with him. And I think the story is mainly about her figuring out what she wants to do, like, in her life. I don't know how to explain what the story is about, actually.
I don't think she is trying to figure it out for herself.
I think she is. As in, like, she is realizing that, because she keeps having those dilemmas where she's like, I don't want to do this, but I also want to do this. What should I do? What should I do? And then, you know, she'll go forward with it and she'll fall, you know, deeply, madly, truly in love. And then she realizes the other person doesn't feel the same. And there's also this constant, like, you know, background of some kind of supernatural element almost, and also the mental health thing, like, you know, she's seems to be, I don't know, bipolar or psychotic or something of that sort. Like, the movie has that aura about it, but it doesn't it leaves it up to up to your interpretation on whether you think, you know, she's mentally ill or whether you think she's just genuinely really, like, longing for a more interesting life. Or whether there's some supernatural element involved, like, it's very open to interpretation. And I thought it was done really well. Like, we started watching the movie and within the first 5 minutes, all three of us were like, oh my God, the cinematography is so good.
Cringe,
oh my God, it's got this haunting element to it. There is non-linear storytelling happening. It's like, you know, it seems like it's a good movie. Or have we been wrong about this? Have we assumed the wrong?
Is this Maya also, or
like,
is
a part
this
of that was also, like, we went in with, like, rock bottom expectations. Oh, let's just make fun of the movie. Let's just cringe away. Because you also know that it's not like Shah Rukh Khan plays a very prim, like, you know, major role in this movie.
I didn't know about this.
I also didn't know about that. Yeah,
I knew that. So, I knew at least it wasn't one of his, like, star. Like, he wasn't the protagonist in this movie. That I knew. But, like, obviously, I thought as you said, I thought B grade type movie hogi. And of course, I'd known about the sex scene for a while. So, if it's like, aisa scene hai, toh fir toh obviously, movie mein kitna hi.
Aisa scene hai, matlab.
Aye, toh, like, listen, Shah Rukh Khan has an image he's cultivated for years, man.
I think that's why he did it. Yeah, that's why he cultivated it. Because he was like,
ye sab karni hai, ab to chalo thoda. Matlab wo 92 mein aayi thi movie, right? And
93. It is
93. Yeah. But and 93 is also when I think Dar came out, Bazigar came out. So, and after that, things just blew up for SRK. And, like, the trajectory took a very different path. So, like, most of us got to know about him in, like, late 90s. That's when thoda hosh aaya kacha, and early 2000s, and became fans slightly later. And that's how you know Shah Rukh Khan. And then you know about kacha. Oh, this one scene that he's done, just full blown nudity going on in your face. So I thought, yeah, I just Maya mentioned must be a B grade movie, or to kya hi hoga.
But you know what? I watched that deleted scene. It's not really full blown nudity right in your
exactly.
face.
Exactly. It's just like a very
wild sex scene. Like, it gets really aggressive, violent, there's blood and all that. So I think that was why it got censored out. I don't think it was the nudity. I think it was just
nudity. There was nudity for sure.
Unless you saw, that is also the reason.
Unless you saw some other scene, there was, like, absolute nudity.
Yeah.
She's topless. Absolutely. There.
And they blur Shah Rukh Khan's bum, which I'm a little bit pissed about.
Preeti, like, ek mauka mila tha jindagi mein.
Aur nahi to kya bhai?
Preeti, I told you to have cold water before this podcast.
I have a bottle ready with me, just by the way, guys. But yes, coming back.
Yeah,
so we have established
that really
hit
you. And honestly, like, all of us felt that this is a good movie way before Shah Rukh Khan makes his entry, right? Because that movie, that scene comes much later. And at the first scene, I felt this doesn't look like it's shot so well. The camera work is so nice. The color palette is so cool. The direction is good. And it has me hooked in, like, 10 minutes. I want to know what the fuck is going on in this movie. Kya hua Maya ke saath, yaar?
And, like, I kept waiting for something to happen that would justify how poorly rated this is. Like, you know, I kept waiting for, oh, this is the cringe moment is going to come, or, like, the plot is going to slow down, or nothing. It was, like, consistently throughout the movie, I was, like, you know, following what was happening. I was hooked. And I because I watched it a second time the next day, which gave me a different perspective on the film, by the way, which I'll talk about later. But I was still hooked. Like, I was still watching it with, you know, as much interest as I did the first time when I had already thought it was a good movie. So I also don't think that we had that, you know, anchoring bias ki achha itni kharab hai ki matlab thodi si bhi achhi thi to thodi achhi lag gayi. I genuinely think it's a good film.
No, no, even I think it's a good film. I'm also hoping to watch it again from a very different lens now.
Okay. Haan, like, this is a movie.
Also,
like,
it won the national award.
Yeah, it did. It won
obviously
a special
critically
mention.
Also, critically also, it's not that. I mean, commercially didn't do well, but critically, it's considered okay. It's good only. I mean,
Haan,
it has its flaws in the end. Like, I feel
like,
I mean, that doesn't stand true anymore. But
and also, but, like, the whole cast is all people from, like, you know, film drama background. Like, they're all either National School of Drama alumni or they've started their careers in
stellar actors, like, stellar. All the actors are like stalwarts in their in this field. So Shah Rukh Khan at that
it's
time
like
was probably one of the rookies and newbies. Ke chalo, usko bhi thoda sikha dete hain, kind of a thing.
But it's also like a drama project, like NSD mein koi movie project kiya, uski movie bana di, ekdam artsy class, jo bhi, matlab, that's kind of the vibe of the movie as well.
Because
the color palettes.
Because they never dumb it down. They never dumb it down. Like, you, I mean, aajkal, I think we had a complaint.
At some point, you wanted to dumb it
movies,
down.
Right? Nahin, matlab, koi to movie thi na, jisme we were discussing ki, why did they dumb it down for people? Donkey, right? I think. So, but in this, they. Like Ketan Mehta, right? The director.
Yeah.
Bilkul bhi nahi. He just expects you to understand, interpret on your own. Whatever is going on in Maya's head.
Yeah.
Is it a mental health problem? Is it just because she is rich and bored? Or she just wants more excited? Like, kuch socho tum.
Kuch
jaage padho uske baare mein.
Yeah, it's also like narrated by different people, if you realize, right? Like, it's different people's perspectives,
point
each
of view,
the events that's happening. So, there is also that element that adds to that whole, you know, open to interpretation thing. Like, this is what, you know, somebody felt happened
they
to Maya and
Maya
somebody
thought.
Else who saw, this is what they felt happened to Maya. Like, that whole, it was very, very well done, I thought. Like,
yeah, and that's how they ended also.
Thing.
The conclusion is also, mere hisab se, not defined, ke hua kya exactly.
Yeah.
Because they added a supernatural element to it right towards the end. Through a boy's perspective and what was his feeling towards Maya or kya tha, kuch nahi explain kiya.
Even at the beginning, so, actually, like, when we started watching, we were like, this is giving very like Manjulika vibes. Like, oh, uska father khade hoke usse baat kar raha hai, suddenly gir jata hai, and like, what just happened? Like, that was the opening of the film. How did that happen?
Yeah, but very, very nicely done. Also, we have already kind of said what our first instincts about the movie are.
I felt like this was one of the first times we organically went into it like a conversation rather than saying, oh, Vipriti, you say, Diksha, you talk, now I will talk. Maybe this is the lesson for us. This is how we should talk. But
first time to nahi hoga.
Did we cover
I think
the whole
first time.
Mein.
मतलब मैंने बहुत हाई लेवल बताया क्योंकि आई अज्यूम कि कोई सुन रहा है तो देख के आया होगा मैंने बोला था शुरू में कि देख के आना
जितना जितने जितने लोग आ रहे हैं 10-15 उनको भी आदे तू भेज दे वापस के छोड़ रहे हैं तो
मैंने ऑलरेडी जो हमारे मतलब जो स्टॉन्च लिसनर्स हैं वो जो फॉलो करते हैं मैंने उनको ऑलरेडी बोल दिया कि जाके देखो एंड आई थिंक 2-3 ऑफ देम हैव ऑलरेडी सीन द मूवी आल्सो आई गॉट दिस लाइक आई गॉट वेरी सिमिलर फीडबैक फ्रॉम देम आल्सो कि मतलब दे इट्स अ वेरी स्ट्रेंज फिल्म यू डोंट रियली नो व्हाट्स हैपनिंग अंटिल द मूवी इज ओवर ऑलमोस्ट बट इट वाज अ गुड फिल्म लाइक गुड overall experience. I would love to see like a stage adaptation of this someday if you know because it's also
I think there is. I'm pretty sure there is.
Yeah, so the movie itself
because it's written
based
from
on
a book, na?
Madame Bovary. And there are several adaptations over the years in English and French, like what I was seeing.
That book
because
is
it's a very old movie.
Greatest
novels
about
time.
Perfect fiction, apparently.
Yeah.
That's how they describe it. Pata nahi isse kya usme. I haven't read it. But obviously. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, not a Maya Mem Sahab, there would be adaptations on like play adaptations on the book.
Yeah.
But this was a very close, so I read the plot of the book and this is a very close lot of adaptation. Like, they didn't change a lot of elements.
They I think they added in around. That whole mental health aspect and the either or. You can think of it as she was something was wrong with her, or you know, something was in her brain that was not regular, or there was like a supernatural aspect of it that was definitely added in. Because Madame Bovary, the book seems like literally just, you know, someone who marries into a marriage and doesn't, it's not what she expects, and then she
rich and bored. Yeah.
Oh, I was talking about the second time I watched the movie. That was, I felt like the supernatural element is way more toned down once you know what to expect. Like, we were watching it, we had no idea what was happening. And it seemed like, you know, ye kya matlab, is she mad? Is she, like, is she possessed? What's happening? But the second time I watched it, it seemed like every song, for example, or not every song. Yeah, every song actually is... It's just her being the center of attention and the guy is just
it's
there.
It's her, yeah.
Yeah, and the only song where it's the man singing for her is her imagination. Like, the whole, that whole, wo maya hai, kaisi wo maya hai, it's in three chunks. Like, there's a Farooq Sheikh section, there's a Shah Rukh section, Raj Babbar section. Each of those is like, you know, it's her imagination. That's not actually happening to her. So it's very, I don't know, almost relatable, you know, like you have a crush on someone and you let your mind run wild with fantasies of how your dates are going to go or something, and that doesn't live up to her expectation. It felt more, way more normal the second time I watched it.
Yeah. And
but the song Shah Rukh is singing for her when he's threatening to immolate himself if she doesn't come down, that's not her imagination.
No, it was all her imagination. It didn't actually
That's
happen.
All imagination.
What, really?
Yeah,
he just goes, no, he stalks her and they talk to each other and then usko bula lete hain kisi kaam ke liye and usko jana padta hai. That's why the Raj Babbar thing happens, right?
Haan, nee, that whole fire happens. Thing then he all... came, then he comes back.
But the fire thing wala jo aap bol rahe ho na, that's her imagination only.
Like, it was literally, she felt like this is somebody who matches my level of passion or whatever, and she starts imagining ki he is that passionate person that she wanted Farooq Sheikh to be, but he's not. He is also, you know, just another guy. Like, that was...
And the
not really.
Parallels between...
Passion quite a bit, but...
and madness.
Maybe...
never got to see it. That's the only problem. But what I was also saying is ki unga jo, like, the Farooq falling in love that happens in the first half when he... for 30 minutes and they're telling ki uske ghar aata hota hai uske father ke liye, and then he comes for her and everything. And there are a lot of these... nook joke flirty things that they do ki wo uske the maya hai song mein usko ghadi jab theek karata hai jhuk ke matlab she's standing on him to change the time and all, is that imagination? That I
no,
don't
that
remember.
Was before the song,
but that was before the song, but those conversations and Shahrukh aur uska jo bhi thoda conversation hota hai after when the song comes is very very similar. Like, it's like as if she is like,
exactly.
There's
a very
and
clear
then,
mirror.
Yeah, it's a very, very similar thing. But she imagines them when the songs come in a very different way sometimes. Like, when the Shah Rukh Khan song, part of the song comes of Kaisi Maya Hai, he's lying on the puddle, like he's himself like a puddle, and she's walking over him with heels. Why would I not imagine this? I agree with her.
So also, I think it's how, like, she imagines something, she wants something, like Dr. Charu, Farooq Sheikh is her first love, because they haven't shown anybody before him, right? So we can assume he's her first love. And the romance there and what she expects is a more cutesy, flirtatious romance. He gets that, but then she gets bored of it. Then she wants more. So her imaginations get a little wilder when it comes to Shah Rukh or when it comes to
she has
Raj
more
Popper.
Desires in
him
as well, right? So, she wants the richness.
What, no,
she doesn't want in a...
She finds more desires in herself as the previous ones keep getting fulfilled. Like, she was with Charu and she realizes, okay, this is not enough for me. Now I want more, and this is my current husband is not going to give that. So obviously this is, now I'm going to turn to crazy Shah Rukh Khan.
Even that's with Raj Babbar.
For me, it was like a Calcutta scene.
It seemed like he was just...
Go ahead.
Yeah, he looked at her. It was a very lustful look. Like, he, I don't think, was in love. He just wanted her, like, he wanted to sleep with her. And then she lets that you know, kind of again permeate her imagination, and she thinks, oh, this is, he's gonna be, you know, my Prince Charming, he's gonna romance me, he's gonna give me the kind of romance that I want, that, you know, this doctor is not giving me. Which is because Charu initially does have that little bit of romantic side to him, but after they get married, it does kind of fizzle out. Like, it's also probably partially because there's that expectation mismatch, like, you know, she wants something more extravagant than he's willing to offer. And like also probably the factor of the mother-in-law who comes in, and then that whole incident that happens that really puts her, you know, into a sort of depressed state, where that guy whose head gets chopped off right in front of her, all of that also probably contributed to how much romance they could actually have in their lives. But yeah, I think I wouldn't say that, you know, Charu was not doing enough for her, or like, you know, that much was not enough. I think what they had fizzled out. And then, I mean, which is, it's kind of normal in most married couples, I guess. But yeah, I guess she wanted more. So
yeah, and in so many sad ways, Charu was very, very spineless as a husband.
Very, yeah.
Which kind of
that contributed more
kind of,
because it's not.
Yeah.
That contributed more to the fact how she got bored of him, because, I mean, he still loves her. He still, I mean, there are moments he keeps losing her every time. every time Raj Jain comes to Raj Babbar, Shah Farooq Sheikh just loses her. Kahan gayi meri biwi? Same thing happens with Shah Rukh Khan. It was an interesting trope to use. Ke itna kam dhyan de raha apni biwi pe. But I think, yeah, that the fact that he ends up being like a spineless husband, especially in front of her mother-in-law, that's what she realizes. Theek hai, I want a man.
Tasubha.
This guy's obviously not it.
I hated her. And I think, like, in my head, I'm just like, maybe logon ko isliye bhi nahi achhi lagegi movie ki wo baatein to sahi bol rahe hai na, wo bandi ki, I am a person,
yeah,
I have an individuality, I will wear what I want, you are nobody to tell me. And she's saying it in clear words. Maybe back in the 90s, people didn't want women to be saying these things.
I feel like the movie might be set way before the 90s, by the way.
Yeah.
But I don't
Could
think
be.
That... It's a very big part of why people dislike the movie. It's also because, one, it's sort of loneliness of plot. It keeps going here and there. See, I'm realizing now that part was imagination. So, as I said, they don't really dumb it down, right? At all. So, it obviously, sometimes the audience doesn't appreciate that. If you expect them to understand everything and you don't explain anything at all. Usme bilkul bhi explain nahi kiya hai ki where does... where is the line between reality and fiction in her mind? Because they're obviously shown that something's going on in her mind. That's essentially the primary thing that's happening in the movie. Okay, what are her feelings towards these guys, and how does she feel towards life? Because she's very bored. She's trying to compensate for the absolute boredom in her life with having affairs with men, as well as buying all these fancy things, you know, turning her house upside down, drowning in debt, trying to fill that void. So a lot of these concepts, I think, felt very alien to a lot of people. And also, I think a big part of it is the climax doesn't land. It builds up really well. The climax doesn't land. Like, just ending it like that, she just died. That's it. Nothing. There's nothing to it.
I would disagree.
No, I'm saying that's probably the one of the reasons why the movie also didn't do well.
For the audiences and the general, you're saying,
for
most
of the audience, the climax doesn't land. I felt it ended well. I would have wanted something more to come out of it, right? But that's, I think, that's one of the reasons. It's the director has let too much to the audience's interpretation and imagination. And the plot going from future to present to future to present, there's a lot of things going there, multiple storylines. So confusing ho jata hai.
It definitely it made more sense to me the second time I watched it. Like, the first time there was more like that mysterious aura around it ki ye kya ho raha hai, and that was more because the storytelling is a little confusing.
Yeah, it's also like Shah Rukh comes once, then leaves, and there's another person there, then Shah Rukh comes back. So even in the past, the story is being told over this number of years, right? So it's still, you have to keep track of that in your mind while people are retelling the story and what's happening in the present. So I think that also led to obviously we've seen a
दिमाग
part, we've
लगाना
seen the
पड़ रहा
movie
है
which is
बेसिकली.
very edited, right? हमने 2 घंटे movie देखी है, तो it might be that experience for us, but I'm pretty sure that's how most of the audience also felt के अरे ऐसे थोड़ी ना होता है कि आप कुछ भी आटी वाटी बना दो.
You know, but funnily, I
I
was
think
talking to
that's
my
the
family
understanding.
about this movie. I said,
Yeah.
we watched it for the podcast, and like my uncle has seen it. He said, "Oh, that's a really good movie." And I was like, "Whoa, okay." The first person that I met who has seen the movie. I don't think
I
anyone who's
think
seen the movie would dislike it immediately, I feel.
it was when we did Zero, and that I still feel is the worst Shah Rukh movie I ever watched abhi tak to. And Maya Mem Sahab came as one of the contenders, you know, when I posted in places ki this is probably the worst movie I've watched. A lot of people said wait till you get to Maya Mem Sahab, and that is such an unfair comparison
Yeah,
yaar.
I would put it in the category
Instant
of like fan in terms of like misunderstood, disliked movies.
in terms of misunderstood and disliked, yeah, probably in terms
Yeah.
of ke what the audience expects of cinema at that point and what you deliver, yes, that's a good parallel, I would say, for sure.
Wanted to see more of Shah Rukh throughout, though. I'm pretty sure like now we know it's cut out so much, but
Yeah.
throughout, like. First half okay, Farooq Sheikh unka romance acha tha, all of that, and then Shah Rukh came being all these cutesy 90s boy wearing those striped shirts and trying to act all professional, at least look wise, and then not really because he's also kind of a stalker to her in the beginning. But the conversations are quite cute. They have a very wit and charm going on, and then he goes away, and then I mean, Raj Babbar comes in, he gets so much space, he also gets a song. Why? Like, I think that was my, like, probably we're talking about the podcast, so I want to say that my only complaint through the movie was I wanted more Shah Rukh. Because he holds the screen in a way. Like, he acts in a certain way, and he's all of that, like, he is who he is. So I was just like, ये राज बब्बर को क्यों गाना दे दिया है, ये तो काफी, और सो थोड़ा क्रीपी भी है ना, मतलब उसका जो तरीका था, लाइक द रोमांस बिटवीन देम वाज लाइक इन माय हेड वाज
It was not
प्रिटी,
romance at all. It was
या इट वाज लाइक द
hover.
ब्लर्ड लाइंस ऑफ,
It's just hover.
बट सो ब्लर्ड लाइंस ऑफ दैट
Yeah,
कंसेंट,
consent.
राइट, लाइक दैट होल सीन. आई गॉट लाइक या लाइक द फर्स्ट टाइम दे एक्चुअली गो आउट एंड दैट लेक या जो भी वो मतलब झरना, and then she's saying no I'll cry, and then he still, पता नहीं मेरे को तो काफी triggering लगा था वो scene, and then you realize okay fine she is not really sad about it, now she's going to sing a song with him just being a
Yeah.
boy toy,
But that's how I think
and at the same,
that's how they romanticized this, which is pretty problematic in itself, K the girl kind of wants it but also doesn't want it, and because the guy is so persistent and so good at what he's doing, she will cave in and fall in love.
And
You play to
also,
that
yeah,
idea
and
but
at the same time,
very sexually.
when she goes down in her life, she goes to all of them, and nobody really helps her out. And every time she goes to help somebody out, like that, won't ask for help. Sorry, she asks help for that money from somebody, na, accountant or somebody.
Yeah,
And he also says
Lala.
he'll only do it if she sleeps with him or something. He tries to force herself and all that. And then she goes to Raj Babbar, Shah Rukh Khan, all that. No, none of them really come through her. And then kind of this whole realization that, yeah, like people are after your body or something. I don't know. Like some part of that was probably my interpretation of the end in some ways.
No, I agree. Completely agree. Like, I don't think any, that's what I'm saying. I don't think any of them loved her. She imagined all of that in her head that, like, you know, this person is crazy for me. They were not. They just, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, no, that's so sad. Show me more nice showroom,
I was just gonna say that, like, we've gone so long talking about this film. We've barely spoken about Shah Rukh Khan. And before I could say it, Preeti delivered. Like, Preeti was just like Yeah.
शाहरुख खान चाहिए मेरे को यार, इतना क्यूट लग रहा था, वो पैंट बंद कर रहा है अपनी और वो डिटेक्टिव आ रहा है और वो गिर जा रहा है, सो क्यूट, लाइक द होल सीन वाज सो नाइस, आई लाइक यस व्हाट मोर ऑफ दिस,
This is also very different, Shahrukh, from what you've seen.
या वेरी
Yeah, I mean,
डिफरेंट.
as I keep saying, he plays the psychotic lover boy very well. So there are shades of that there as well. But this is very different Shahrukh, right? And of course, I mean, it's this when he was sort of Yeah, I think just entered the industry for one of his first few movies, so that's why it seems very fresh and very different. Uske baad probably he had his style sort of fixed, but yeah, and it and I think everybody in Shah Rukh, because we were looking out for him, like acting was so good, and I don't think, well, I'll talk about Shah Rukh only. Like, I don't think he's missed a step at all throughout. You at every point, like if he was, you know, pouring oil or gas over himself, trying to burn himself, or you know, he was
That
doing a
was so
few blurry.
scary. Like, he made it
It's
so
so scary.
believable.
Yeah,
Yeah, so
it was.
believable.
I think he does. I mean, this was again, everybody acted well, but I will talk only about Shah Rukh. What a damn good job he did throughout.
I'll say one
And
last thing, like,
it's always
before
the
we get
eyes
into full on simping for Shah Rukh, one last thing I want to say is
for
about
him.
how that conflict that Maya had, with you, it was like there were two Mayas within her, one who wanted to, you know, go and do all these things without any care for the consequences, and one who was more like, you know, no, we should be responsible. And I don't know if that was necessarily, you know, an indication that there might be something mentally wrong with her. I think it's also just
Yeah.
like that dilemma between right and wrong that anyone goes through, just depicted in a way that gave it that sort of psychotic or you know, some kind of supernatural aura, which was very interesting, and especially the second time that you watch it, you know, where she's like, Maya mujhe barbaad karna chahti hai, and it's almost like she's now starting to blame herself for her mistakes, and she's like, oh okay, I fucked around and I'm gonna find out, like that's, yeah.
I also really love the fact that it was done by mirror. Like, it's like
Oh,
people
that
say, no,
was,
the society
yeah.
will show you a mirror or something, and it's her mirror. Like, nobody else is telling her that in more than, like, it's like somebody told me recently that sometimes we are so harsh to ourselves. Like, nobody else is showing us that harsh criticality, or maybe people are, but it's just us taking it in a way that you feel you're the reason of all this, and then you go like, but also I'm having fun. So like that whole conflict showing, like the, yeah, I really enjoyed the mirror scenes very much. Deepa did such a great job. She's so beautiful in the movie. Like, I know I keep talking about Shah Rukh Khan and all of that, and at the same time she did, like, she was throughout, what a queen in everything, especially those mirror scenes for sure.
The
Like,
mirror and the beggar who was singing, Son Chidiya,
yeah.
both of
Yeah,
those
Sonu
were
Chheda.
really good plot devices. Like, it was in the background, but it was a part of the movie. Like, it never felt like, you know, it's
Yeah.
being overdone or anything.
I don't want to about Shah Rukh Khan, because that's what
What
I
do you
do
want about
every
Shah Rukh
time.
Khan? Kitty, what do you want to do?
He's
About Shah Rukh Khan? I think we're getting too
everybody
cocky
wants
about
my name.
how much we can edit out now. कुछ भी कर रहे हैं.
Want to tell people my Zoom name right now is Preeti, Preet Simping for Shah. So this is what we are doing now. We are into our simp section. So yeah, itna cute lag raha था यार शाहरुख
बहुत क्यूट
खान.
लग
Oh
रहा था
my
यार,
God.
पीक 90s क्यूटनेस उसका एकदम, लाइक द
इसे
हेयर वाज परफेक्ट, द
झलक
होल
रही थी.
एक्सप्रेशंस वर परफेक्ट.
Also, one of the
Yeah.
youngest, like, we've seen Shah Rukh, like, because Diwana,
Yeah.
MMMs, all of these were, like, youngest Shah Rukh you've
Early.
seen on screen in
Yeah.
movies. I mean, I'm sure TV mein pehle hai, but this is the youngest you've seen him. I think that
मैंने तो
क्यूटनेस
वो
फैक्टर
टीवी
ऑल्सो
वाला
इज देयर.
देखा भी नहीं है, तो मुझे तो लगता है
You haven't
वाओ
seen
सो
फौजी
क्यूट.
एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट,
थोड़ा
सर्कस,
बहुत
यू हैवन
देखा है
सीन,
यार,
या
थोड़ा बहुत ऐसे आगे पीछे, मतलब देखा है, बट नॉट रियली.
फिल्म में तो फौजी आता रहता था यार, मैं तो देखता था.
पता
ओह
नहीं,
अच्छा,
मैंने तो
लाइक
कभी
आई हैव
नहीं
सीन
देखा
फौजी एज अ किड.
है. ऐसे रील्स पे देखा है मैंने क्लिप्स इधर उधर का, दैट एनी मूवी एंड
अच्छा,
या
हाँ, लाइक फॉर मी, लाइक
बट
एनीथिंग आर्मी वाज वेरी एक्साइटिंग, एंड विच शाहरुख खान बीइंग अ रिकॉग्नाइजेबल फेस बाय देन, दैट वुड बी बहुत ही बढ़िया है. तो वेरी गुड कॉम्बिनेशन, देखो.
वन सेकेंड,
हाँ तो मैंने
एनीथिंग आर्मी वॉज वेरी एक्साइटिंग, यू स्टिल आर गोना पुट मेहुना बिलो कुछ कुछ होता है. ओके, कॉन्वर्सेशन फॉर अनदर डे, लेट्स
वी आर गोइंग
कम
टू
बैक.
डिस्कस.
कमिंग बैक टू माया मेमसाब एंड शाहरुख खान एंड माया मेमसाब, ही हैड अ लॉट ऑफ वेरी क्यूट क्यूट मोमेंट्स, लाइक द एंट्री जैसे करता है वो, ऐसे आके पोल से टकरा जाता है, सारे पेपर उड़
यार
जाते
क्या
हैं.
क्या दो बार देखी थी ना हमने, उसके बाद भी मैंने दोबारा से पीछे करके एक बार और देखी थी कि मेरे को ये तो सो
एग्री
क्यूट, ओ माय
Literally,
गॉड,
while we
इट्स
were watching, it's been like 40 minutes into the movie and Shahrukh Khan hasn't appeared. And then a wild SRK appears. And we were like, no,
And
rewind,
then,
watch again, watch again.
just for the entry, we rewatched it.
then the way, I think the way they both look at each other, like वो छज्जे छज्जे का प्यार kind of thing they try to show somewhere बीच बीच में,
कौन
और
सा प्यार प्रीति?
छज्जे
छज्जे
छज्जे छज्जे
यू वांट टू ट्रांसलेट इट फॉर पीपल? छज्जे छज्जे का प्यार क्या होता है?
This is,
प्रॉब्लली
I
वो
think
देखता
it's
है शायद.
fairly, I mean, understandable. Like मेरे सामने
सबको
वाली
पता चल
खिड़की
जाता है,
में.
चांद
अच्छा.
का टुकड़ा रहता है, which is माया मीम साहब, कैसी माया है, but yes, शाहरुख was too, like the way they look at each other and the way he commands the screen around
ओह
her,
यस.
like it's so beautiful, like it felt so natural कि कोई effort ही नहीं लग रहा था, मतलब ऐसे मेरे को लग रहा था मी वेन लाइक वेन दे वर हैविंग दैट डायलॉग बिटवीन द टू ऑफ देम, इवन दो फारूक ऑल्सो इज अ वेरी गुड ग्रेट एक्टर एंड दे डू इट ऑल्सो प्रिटी नाइसली इन द फर्स्ट फर्स्ट फ्यू मीटिंग्स दैट दे हैव, बट द होल शाहरुख वाला इट
बैंटर.
वाज या वेरी वेरी या दैट बैंटर वाज लाइक मी वेन वेर आर द बॉयज
इट
हु
वाज
वेयर नाइस
या
स्ट्राइप
so
शर्ट
fun,
एंड
dude. It was just like they were so effortlessly witty and flirty. Like whoever wrote that dialogue was 10 on 10. I mean, full marks.
I was fully simping for him in that moment. Like, आ जाओ, आ जाओ, आ जाओ,
आ
वापस
जाओ,
आ
आ
जाओ,
जाओ, आ
तुम वहां क्यों जा
जाओ.
रहे हो, वापस ये शहर छोड़ के वापस क्यों जा रहे हो, आज शहर में रह लो, कोई बात नहीं. एंड इवन व्हेन ही इज ट्राइंग टू लाई एंड देन लाइक द होल डिटेक्टिव सीन्स दैट दे आर बिटवीन बिटवीन देम, इट्स डन वेरी वेरी नाइसली. एंड द वे ही सेज कि आपको शर्म नहीं आती ऐसी बातें बोलते हुए उन माया मैम, माया जी के बारे में बोलते हुए, वो मुझसे छोटी है, नहीं वो बोलता है वो शादीशुदा है, फिर बोलता है तो वो मुझसे बड़ी है तो लाइक यस आई एग्री. सो ऑल ऑफ दैट लाइक या आई थिंक आई वाज आई रियली वांटेड मोर ऑफ हिम
More of
थ्रू आउट
him.
द मूवी, लाइक
Maybe
इट डिडंट
we should
फील
find the uncut version of this. कहीं तो होगा.
लाइक
मैंने
आई
मैंने
हैव
I mean, I'm
सर्च किया
sure.
था
सेकंड
नहीं है
टाइम
नहीं
वॉच
है,
करने के पहले आई चेक्ड, आई डिडंट
मतलब
फाइंड
कहीं
इट
लीगली
इन
नहीं
दैट
मिलेगा
आर्कर,
आपको? आई सॉ
इलीगली भी
लीगली
देख
विजिट.
लिया हम, नहीं है
टॉरेंट टॉरेंट पे
नहीं
देख लिया गया. नहीं, बिल्कुल नहीं है.
है यार, लाइक शाहरुख खान हैज हैड अ वेरी बिग होल्ड ऑन इट बाय द वे, लाइक दैट्स
या
व्हाट द
लिटरली इज
पीआर एंड एवरीवन
अक्वायर्ड
इज मूविंग
दो.
अवर्ड, या दे
हाँ
गॉट द
यहाँ पे
राइट्स टू इट, एंड तो जो इलीगल व्हीकल है देयर इज नथिंग, यू कांट फाइंड, लाइक जो भी थोड़ा बहुत यूट्यूब यूट्यूब है वो भी थोड़ा ब्लर्ड आउट और ऑल ऑफ दैट है, उसमें भी एकदम गंदी सी आवाज
नहीं,
में
आई एम
लोग
जस्ट सेइंग
बोलते रहते हैं
मेरे
बट
कैमरा प्रिंट है. बट कहीं तो होगा ना यार वर्जन विच इज लाइक. बट एक्चुअली किसने
रेड
हु किसने
चिलीज
एफर्ट
के
किस किसने
पास
एफर्ट मारा
है, मुझे
होगा
नौकरी दे दो रेड चिलीज
यार. ऑफिशियल
ऑफिशियल
सिंपर.
सिंपर ही कैन बी योर ऑफिशियल
सिंपर.
सिंपर.
सोशल मीडिया मैनेजर
मैं
प्रीति.
थर्स्ट कर रही होगी सिंप से ज्यादा तो, बट यस बट यू नो वी हैव सीन शाहरुख सो मच एंड एट द सेम टाइम व्हेन आई वाज वाचिंग माया मीम साहब आई डोंट थिंक आई वाज वांटिंग हिम मोर बिकॉज आई नो दिस इज दी शाहरुख खान, आई वाज वांटिंग मोर द एक्टर और द लाइक द पर्सनालिटी हु वाज इन इन द मूवी,
हाँ,
सो
द
लाइक द
कैरेक्टर. यू वांट टू सी
बायस
मोर ऑफ द कैरेक्टर
या
के
बिकॉज एंड ऑल्सो लाइक
हाउ
ही
डज ही
लाइक
रिस्पॉन्ड टू द सिचुएशंस.
एट सम पॉइंट आई फेल्ट लाइक द स्क्रिप्ट डिडंट डू जस्टिस टू द कैरेक्टर दैट दे क्रिएटेड
या
फॉर हिम, बिकॉज ही दे मेड हिम आउट टू बी लाइक दिस रियली पैशनेट एंड यू नो डजंट केयर अबाउट एनी थिंग, विलिंग टू गो आउट ऑफ हिज वे टू स्लीप विद लाइक एन ओल्डर मैरिड वुमन, ही सीम्स लाइक ही जेन्युइनली इज इन लव विथ हर एंड यू नो ही इज जेलस ऑफ अदर
या
मेन दैट शी इज बिन विथ, बट देन दे गो टू दैट क्लब सीन एंड हिज फ्रेंड्स आर
पार्टी
हिटिंग ऑन
दैट्स
हर एंड ही डजंट डू एनी थिंग, विच आई फेल्ट लाइक आई अग्रीड विद माया इन दैट मोमेंट, इट फेल्ट आउट ऑफ कैरेक्टर फॉर द character that they created, like it felt like he should have become a lot more mad and violent and you know beaten the shit out of this, I felt like that was what was coming and even I was a little disappointed
Yeah.
it didn't happen,
I think, but
yeah
a concurrent theme throughout the movie is Maya's disappointment in life and men, right?
it
The thing that they were playing to that, and despite
yeah
everything that Shahrukh was giving her, he still did not live up to what she was expecting. She was expecting this guy would passionately enter the battle for her and defend her honor, But he's the kind of guy, nahi, nahi, let's just get away from her. But what follows after that is also
that
very
was...
weird.
Yeah,
Right? It gets
all her
very,
passion came out in the wrong ways.
All the wrong way where it just, I don't have the words, right words to describe
Yeah.
it. So I'll leave it to you guys.
I mean, I will describe it in two words, domestic violence. anyway.
And the abuse.
So but... triggering, yeah. So... पता मैं हाँ मैं बोलने वाली थी कि सॉरी मैं अपने दिमाग में क्यों चली गई थी एंड कि द दीपा इज 31 व्हेन द मूवी केम आउट
या
आई एम 31 राइट नाउ एंड आई वाज थ्रू द मूवी आई वाज लाइक हाँ आई थिंक ये तो मैं ही हूँ थोड़ा सा तो साइकोटिक भी पता नहीं हो सकती है मुझे किसी और से पूछना पड़ेगा कायोटिक कायोटिक नहीं कायोटिक तो मैं हूँ लेकिन एट द सेम टाइम आई थिंक व्हाट आई वाज गेटिंग एट इज की द थ्रू आउट द मूवी आई वाज लाइक ओह शिट शी कॉल्स फॉर मेन दे डिसअपॉइंट हर व्हेन शी गोस टू द
Go on, go on.
ये मेरे पैदा होने से पहले इन्होंने फ्यूचर कैसे लिख दिया मेरा
I mean, I am no one to say because zero experiences matter, but I'm sure a lot of women will just agree with this that this same chronology के you know meet men they disappoint very similar.
क्या मेरे को भी पोषण ढूंढना पड़ेगा कोई जिससे मेरे अंदर की आत्मा सही हो जाएगी अगर मेरा दिल साफ है तो That was, by the way, the reason they had this whole potion, no? That they can get one wish, whatever that wish is,
if they are pure of heart,
if
you
they are
get
pure
one
of
wish.
Heart.
Yeah.
And probably that's, I don't know, if she dies in that spiritual way, whatever, not spiritual, kya hoga, wo mythology.
Supernatural
kya
way.
Isko?
Supernatural,
sorry,
way.
Thank you.
I mean, there's a good point. Maybe she just wants to be free of all of this. She's so tormented by her own life and by
yeah.
her conflicting desires and personalities and by being let down by the different men in her life and the debt now that she's under. She just wants to be free of it somehow, and that comes through in the form of just, you know, vanishing.
Yeah, going away because
dying
she
or whatever.
Has.
Yeah.
Or she could have just wanted to, for her problems to go away. And
yeah, I'm just saying
that
she wanted the problems to go away.
Uska pure heart nahi tha, isliye wo mar gayi. Matlab, it could
pure
be...
heart to definitely nahi tha. I mean, she was cheating on her husband left, right, and center.
So yeah,
yeah,
but very, very interesting interpretations are there. And I felt like, oh shit, Maya to main hu.
Guys, do you want to discuss the controversy? I think this people who don't know about it is a very interesting tidbit story about this movie.
I read
yeah,
the
why
chapter,
don't you share
okay?
the
I have
story.
The book.
So essentially what, in brief what happened, so there's a very explicit sex scene in the movie which has been obviously cut out. It didn't make it to the prints at all. And right now if you search for it, you will end up in all kinds of different porn sites, right? So it's not on any legit YouTube sort of a channel. But anyway, at that point... there's a story that came out somewhere in 92-93 in Cineblitz magazine, wherein it said that in preparation for this scene between Deepa Shahi and Shah Rukh Khan, the director, Ketan Mehta, asked them
husband.
To spend...
Yeah, who's also
that,
her husband.
Punchline Preeti, but
oh,
okay. Building that with the punchline. Kya yaar? Anyways. So, Ketan Mehta, who is also Deepa Shahi's husband, and they've been married for about, I don't know, around 10 years at this point. He asks her and Shah Rukh to spend a night together before the scene was shot to get comfortable with
mm-hmm.
each other. And the next day, Preeti itna excited ho rahi. They are.
Comfortable? I'm like, is comfortable with her?
These are all
allegations,
by the way.
These are all allegations. Right?
Yeah,
these
Shah
Rukh
and Deepa have both categorically denied that anything
yeah.
like that happened.
So supposedly what happened the next day, they shot the scene, which could be true in the fact that they did shoot the scene in that fashion. It was only Ketan Mehta, Shah Rukh Khan, Deepa Shahi and the cinematographer. The director of photography. That's these four people. That's how they shot the scene because sabko nahi dikhana yaar, sab kuch. So that story came out. Shah Rukh read it and he goes into a ballistic rage, right? He's like, what nonsense is this? He's raging and he tries to find out which reporter was this? And I'm forgetting the reporter's name. He thinks He has some reason to believe that
he's
this is his
pretty
reporter.
sure ki woh hai
He's
hai
pretty
beneath at a
sure he's that
party or
reporter, and
something.
he finally sort of runs into him on the street or find him somewhere, and they get violent. And Shahrukh, being the Delhi guy he is, abuses him left, right, and center. Maa behan ek kar deta hai. And gets very violent, tells him, "Tere ghar pe ke marunga tere ko," all of that. And usne ghar pahunch bhi jata hai. And then in front of his parents, Shahrukh is, and all of this is true. The article, all of this is true. Like, whether what happened in the article is not, but these are all true incidents. He reaches his house, abuses him there, tells him, threatens him, "Yeah, I will beat the hell out of you." And therefore, the guy goes to the police station and files a complaint against Shahrukh Khan. And then Shahrukh is taken to Bandra police station by the police. This is all true.
This is
And by this time, this is the bad
the
boss moment, right? And so they take him to Bandra police station. And by that time, Shahrukh has had quite a few movies come out. This is 93, some is after first four, Kabina, Kabina, all of these movies have come out. So he's a known face by now. So police people obviously recognize Shahrukh Khan, ask for autographs, and then allow him that
While he's
phone call.
arrested. He gets one
While he's
phone
arrested,
call, like
he
where
gets one
ideally,
phone
you know,
call.
you call your
And
parents or you call your
yeah,
lawyer or
or
your
your lawyer,
lawyer, say
man, or
like,
your
you know,
friend, ki
please
mujhe
come
bahar
and
nikal
help
do.
me, get me out of here.
This guy from Delhi, right? Bollywood actor. He calls his accuser and tells him, "साले मैं तेरे को आगे मारूंगा." Like, imagine police station से उसको वापस कॉल कर रहा है कि हाउ डेयर यू कंप्लेंट अगेंस्ट मी, आई विल अगेन कम एंड बीट यू अप. नो मॉरल जजमेंट्स ऑन
बिहेवियर.
व्हाट आइकॉनिक, बट व्हाट अ बैड एस मोमेंट
I think this is
यार.
universally a sin moment for all of us. Not in
Yeah.
the movie, out of the movie, but related to
Dude, I mean,
the movie.
I mean, considering the what he wrote, what came out in the article wasn't true, and Shah Rukh has enough reason to believe that that is the author, his anger is justified.
Yeah, completely justified,
मतलब वो
yeah.
जाके उसको मार रहा वारा नहीं कर रहा, आई डोंट नो अबाउट दैट, बट हिज एंगर इज कंप्लीटली जस्टिफाइड कि हाउ डेयर यू राइट दिस स्कैथिंग आर्टिकल अबाउट मी, अगर ये सब नहीं हुआ, व्हिच आई पर्सनली बिलीव नहीं हुआ होगा.
I also don't
व्हिच
think ये
ही
ऐसा हुआ होगा.
सेज
Which he doesn't really says ki how are you writing something about me. He says how are you writing something about this very respected woman I've worked with. Like he
Details.
probably is
I'm
cocky
100%.
about or something. Yeah. So he like in a way like मेरे को मेरा अगर मैंने किसी के साथ काम किया है how dare you write something about that lady because in more ways than not it will affect her more than probably me. I don't know. Maybe he didn't think of it in that detail, and I'm justifying because he's my Shah Rukh Khan. But
Oh, is this your interpretation or is this what you read?
no. The he said that how dare you say something like this
Acha, okay,
about this
cool.
lady? Da, da, da,
Yeah,
da, da.
no, perfect. Yeah.
So, and at the same time, you know, this is the bad boy Shah Rukh Khan, which is being talked about. Which in a way I respect him for that. But when he later finds out that
Yeah.
this guy didn't really write it, then
Yeah.
he was so apologetic. He went to the parents, he apologized with them. He also did shoots with him so that, like, you know, all of this in some ways could be shoots with him is not something. I don't know, you guys are smiling like I said
No, I was smiling
it.
because I was like, Preeti is like, if Shah Rukh Khan goes and, you know, insults the crap out of this guy and beats him up, oh, mera Shah Rukh, best. If he goes and apologizes to the same person for doing this, oh, mera Shah Rukh,
मेरा
best.
शाहरुख बेस्ट. एनी रीजन टू सिंप फॉर हिम.
I went through the chapter that Anupama wrote also. So, yes, very,
अच्छा
very well. 10 minutes, but now do we now want to go to the quiz, which I'm so dreading because
Oh wait, wait! I have
I mean
one simp moment,
rating.
specific simp moment I wanted to
Achha,
share, which is
yeah, go ahead.
the वो गाने के टाइम पे when he's playing with that snowman. It was so cute.
Oh,
It's just like
that's so
he's
cute.
putting a scarf around it and he's smiling at the snowman, and Deepa's not even in the frame. Like it's just him and the snowman. And it was so fucking cute, okay? I was just like, man, even in this film where he's playing this very gray area problematic character, he's so cute. Like,
snowman को स्कार्फ पहना रहे हाय मीना शाहरुख क्यूट. Do you have any simp moment specific? Sorry, I just forgot कि अपन ने
I mean, I think
लड़की से
collectively
नहीं बोला.
did same moments, but I think मेरा same moment होता है when in the Maya's imagination, Shahrukh is about to burn himself, pouring that gas on himself, and then he's waving that mashal around, And he's laughing, right? He's laughing while he's doing that, smiling and looking at her. And it's so well done.
Fucked up moments hote hain films ke liye.
I'm just amazed at the craft of the person. Like, kitna, like convincingly he's doing that.
He's
so
like, oh my god,
right? That's why.
This is so fucked up, and Diggy's like, fuck, yeah, actor.
that's true, man. I mean, he did a damn good job in that particular scene. Like, right? Both of you were scared, no? So that's why I'm simping after him. Look at that. It's so well done. But yeah, I think that was one of my favorite moments from the movie.
Okay, quick ratings. I will definitely watch again. And I don't think Shah Rukh Khan is the reason I'll watch again. So yeah, even if there's any other actor in that role, I would watch again. And I would say like, yeah, 4, 4.5. Good movie.
Oh, we're rating that high.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I also would rate it 4. And same thing. Not sure. Shah Rukh nahi hota. So bhi itna kuch farak nahi padta, but yes, in the movie I wanted to see more of Shah Rukh, so can't be objective.
But because of the reason that we're doing the podcast is Shah Rukh. So you want to see more of Shah Rukh. Yeah.
He definitely inflated his presence after his like superstardom, because the poster and all changed to just, you know, his face, and like Maya's in one corner and she's the main character. She's literally living her main character moment throughout the film.
Yeah.
नाम मूवी का माया मेम साहब है उसको पीछे रख दिया है हट्टी हो गए बट यस थिंकिंग
ऑफ सेम यार आई वुड डेफिनेटली वॉच द मूवी अगेन इरिस्पेक्टिव ऑफ शाहरुख बीइंग देयर और नॉट बिकॉज अगेन दिस मूवी इज ऑल इट्स पार्ट्स कमिंग टुगेदर एंड मेकिंग अ वेरी गुड मूवी शाहरुख प्लेज अ नॉट मेजर पार्ट बट नॉट लाइक इट्स नॉट वेरी माइनर बट नॉट द मोस्ट मेजर पार्ट एज वेल Rating, 3.5, I guess. It was just because how intrigued I was throughout the movie. Ke, kya chal raha hai, yaar? I really want to know more. Like, what's going on with Maya? And so I didn't feel throughout ke supernatural, but I definitely felt that there's some suspense building around. Supernatural, it last mein jaake aaya. But definitely, it holds your attention throughout. It doesn't let up. That is my barometer for every movie. Like, if you can hold my attention for those 2/3 hours, it's a good movie. Irrespective of usme kitna mindlessness hai, kya action, kaise unrealistic action hai, all that bullshit is fine. Agar 2 ghante maine dekh li chupchap movie, to it's a good show.
Aur wo agar mashal leke apne aap ko jalane ki koshish kar rahe hai convincing bhi to wah
with those eyes yaar, with those eyes, Shahrukh eyes mad. Yeah.
And I do think the movie helped the, like, of course, we didn't really discuss the music in detail, but
music
the BGM
the
and
movie.
The music in general.
Movie
like,
helps the movie.
Sorry. but
music was really good. Lata Mangeshkar sang, I think, most of the songs, and like, I really liked that one, the Khud Se Baate Kar Rahi Hoon, that song was very nice. Even the Wo Kaisi Maya Hai, really good music all throughout. And nothing that I'd heard before. So it was like all, no nostalgia value in the song.
That's why it's surprising. Pehli baar gaana sun raha hoon, and I'm really liking it. Throughout, I don't know, man, very less complaints rather. Just like, I felt climax. They could have slightly landed it better. But otherwise. And also the edits made, sort of sour the experience, because wo itni unhone cut kar diye Netflix pe movie. Kya suddenly kya hua? Like, what happened? So the flow breaks. And that's not a complaint against the movie at all. That's just our experience of it.
Cool. Let's jump into the quiz.
Let's jump into the quiz.
I have tried this time to have a mix of easy and difficult questions.
Otherwise, it'll be just silences all over.
I
think it might have gotten too difficult because we gave a week's gap. If we had done it last Sunday, it would have been easier. I think that was what I was saying. I was not saying I made it difficult. Okay, use your name for your buzzer. First question.
Yeah.
What is Maya's daughter's name? Guys, come on.
I.
It's literally so easy. It rhymes with her name.
Arey yaar.
Preeti?
Yeah, Preeti.
Bolo.
Is it Saya?
No.
Is it Kaya?
It's like not
Diggy?
Chaya. Ah, Diggy bolo.
Is it Chaya?
Yeah, it is Chaya. They say it so many times in the movie, guys. Come on. She's like
अरे
माया की छाया,
ठीक
and then वो मतलब when she gets
है यार
lost, she's like छाया कहाँ है, छाया कहाँ है, she's
छाया
like
कहाँ
looking
छाया
for
कहाँ
छाया.
यार
Come
ठीक है ना चीजें
on.
तो
I was close वैसे. I
यू आर द
said
वन हु डोंट
छाया
रिमेम्बर नेम्स फ्रॉम मूवीज एट ऑल
is, but
ठीक
this
है
one
तुम्हें
it had relevance. She's like माया की
मेन
छाया.
कैरेक्टर के नाम नहीं याद रहते हैं तुम्हें
But this one was referenced so many times. Oh my God, I thought this was one of the easy questions. Now I'm second guessing everything.
It's also been a
Okay.
week, so it's okay. Had we like done the quiz right after, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन के बाद दीक्षा ही बोलने वाली है, क्या तुम मेरा क्विज खराब कर रहे हो फिर से?
ओके, दिस टाइम दिस वन आई थिंक all both of you should get this. But name all the men in Maya's life and who played them.
प्रीति,
हाँ
ओ
प्रीति.
सॉरी, आई एम सपोज टू रेज हैंड एंड सपोज टू से माय नेम,
नेम
सॉरी
नेम
हाथ
इन द
रेज कर रहा हूँ
सेंस
यार.
कैरेक्टर्स नेम या फिर
कैरेक्टर
मतलब
नेम्स, कैरेक्टर
एक्टर्स
नेम्स.
नेम?
एक्टर्स नेम्स तो हमने काफी डिस्कस कर लिए, बट हाँ कैरेक्टर्स नेम्स बता दो.
ओके, फारूक इज फारूक शेख इज द हस्बैंड, फर्स्ट का है. हिज
नाम
नेम
बताओ ना
इज
उसका.
मिस्टर
हाँ
चारू, मिस्टर चारू दास. ओके, ही इज
फर्स्ट
दास
नेम
ऑफ
काफी
मेरा.
है, फर्स्ट नेम काफी है.
यार ये तो मुझे आता है क्वेश्चन.
ललित इज प्लेड बाय शाहरुख खान. राजपत्थर का नाम क्या था?
आई नो इफ शी डजंट गेट इट कैन आई गेट ऑल द पॉइंट्स
या यू विल, बिकॉज दिस इज एन ऑल और
जस्ट लाइक
नथिंग पॉइंट.
अर्पित अर्पित क्विज.
ऑल
ठीक
और नथिंग नहीं, रुद्रा.
यस करेक्ट. ठीक है, सो प्रीति इज एट
कर
वन एंड
ली.
डिगी इज एट वन. अब मेरे बाकी के क्वेश्चंस मेरे हिसाब से थोड़े मीडियम डिफिकल्टी लेवल के थे, शायद टफ लग सकते हैं.
अरे
सो द
यार एक
थर्ड
क्विजर को भी बिठा के रखते हैं
क्वेश्चन,
मेजर.
ओके,
प्रीति
केतन मेहता, दीपा साई एंड एसआर के हैव मेड वन मोर फिल्म, व्हाट इज इट? हाँ
ये
प्रीति
है दिल
बोलो.
लगी,
गलत, दैट्स रॉन्ग.
ये है इंडिया समथिंग समथिंग, ये है हमारा इंडिया
ये
समथिंग. लाइक
डिगी यू वांट टू गो?
अरे
आई विल गिव यू वन चांस, इफ यू डोंट
ये
गेट इट देन आई विल गिव इट बैक टू प्रीति.
इंडिया है डार्लिंग,
या ठीक है, आई विल गिव इट यू, इट्स ओ डार्लिंग, ये है इंडिया.
ओ डार्लिंग ये
प्रीति
इंडिया. या ओके
तुम्हारा तो बिल्कुल ही गलत है, ये है दिल्ली की.
ये दिल्ली की. या
ओके, डार्लिंग नो समथिंग, डार्लिंग ये
यू
इंडिया
सेड
समथिंग है फिल्म.
दिल्ली की.
यू सेड दिल्ली की,
उसके बाद मैंने बोला
उसके बाद
इंडिया
तुम्हारा
वाला भी,
चांस
तुमने
नहीं था.
प्रीति. ऐसे तीन ट्राई नहीं मिलते ना एक बजर पे.
ठीक, फाइन गाइस.
ओके, फोर्थ क्वेश्चन, व्हाट आर एसआरके एंड राज बब्बर्स प्रोफेशंस?
राजबब वेट वेट वेट.
योर नेम, से योर नेम.
डिगी वेट. क्या कैन वी लाइक इफ वी गेट लाइक बिफोर बजिंग कैन वी डू वी गेट
या दिस
पार्शियल
वन आई
पॉइंट्स
विल गिव
वैसे
यू
वन.
वन वन फॉर ईच.
ओके सो राज डिगी बिकॉज आई'm बजिंग.
करेक्ट,
राज बब्बर इज अ कुंवर, अ प्रिंस, लैंड लाइक
या
इज इज अ प्रिंस, कुंवर बोलते हैं बिकॉज दैट्स व्हाट आई रिमेम्बर्ड. एंड शाहरुख खान इज इन इंजीनियर.
नो. But I'll give you one
आई डोंट
point for
रिमेम्बर.
the core. Preeti, you want to try to
या
guess
थैंक्स.
SRK's career?
He's a
क्या
businessman because if he goes to different cities for a business or something, like something, उसका काम खराब हो जाता है. My close.
काइंड ऑफ आई विल गिव यू मेबी हाफ
हाफ
पॉइंट फॉर
पॉइंट.
दैट. या ही इज अ
या
बैंकर.
व्हाट इज दिस.
या सो आई
ओ
मीन ही इज लाइक
बैंक.
इन बिजनेस, बट इन
आई मीन
स्पेसिफिकली इन
आई
बैंकिंग.
वुडंट हैव गिवन इवन हाफ अ पॉइंट बिकॉज दे आर नॉट एट ऑल
Because you look
क्लोज.
like me.
यार
You're at three
इंडस्ट्रियलिस्ट एंड
and
बैंकर हैज नो
Preeti is
रेलेवेंस
at one and a
टुगेदर.
half. So,
You are
okay.
at three. You are at three ना? ठीक है, कम से कम तुम लोग
आई
इस क्विज में
डोंट
पॉइंट्स तो स्कोर कर रहे हो.
नो
ठीक
आई एम
है,
एट थ्री राइट दीक्षा.
या आई हैव टू मोर क्वेश्चंस. सो दिस वन,
ओके
देर आर टू मूवीज प्लेइंग एट द सिनेमा व्हेन फारूक शेख एंड दीपा साई गो. नेम एनी वन ऑफ द मूवीज एंड यू गेट अ पॉइंट. इफ यू नेम बोथ यू गेट 2 पॉइंट्स.
नो आइडिया, जीरो. मुझे बिल्कुल, तुम ले लो दोनों पॉइंट ले लो अगर तुम्हें आता है तो.
I can give a hint. So this is what gave me the clue that the movie is based in the 1950s, because both these movies are from the 1950s.
ओ बाबा रे, मुझे 1950 की एक मूवी का नाम नहीं याद होगा.
कागज के फूल तो 1950 नहीं है ना?
वो नहीं पता मुझे, बट ठीक है. लेट्स स्किप दिस वन. द मूवीज वर आवारा एंड श्री 420.
या नो क्लू
ओह
भाई,
ओके.
कभी नहीं पता, कभी नहीं आ सकता था ये.
Yeah, I noticed the 420 in the background, so that's why I went and checked ki kaun si movie thi, and then I was like, oh, maybe I can ask
ओके.
this. It's like the Thai question. Nobody remembers it.
There was a song also playing in the पीछे in the background for 2 minutes or so. पुराना कोई, but ठीक है ना, आगे चलते हैं.
Okay,
you
last
can't
question.
generate questions for yourself.
Last question.
No,
he was actually
मेरे
को मान्या ने ये क्वेश्चन दिया है, सो इट्स एन इंडिकेशन फॉर द लेवल ऑफ द क्विज नेक्स्ट वीक मे बी. बट एंड दिस इज गेसेबल, ओके, इफ यू डोंट रिमेम्बर इट. सो व्हेन शाहरुख केम टू विजिट दीपा साही इन द सेकंड हाफ, शी वाज रीडिंग अ बुक व्हिच शी ड्रॉप्ड एंड ही पिक्ड अप. या डिगी, व्हिच बुक वाज इट?
फिनिश्ड हाफ. शी वाज रीडिंग अ बुक व्हेन शाहरुख केम, व्हिच बुक वाज इट? दैट्स द
क्वेश्चन,
इन केस
दैट्स
पीपल
द
नीड
क्वेश्चन.
आंसर. मैडम बोवरी.
Correct. Okay,
Yeah.
so Diggy wins the quiz. Four points, two and a
Woo-hoo!
half.
Hey, we did well, yaar. I think we completely blanked out on only just like two questions, which were reasonably
Yeah.
hard.
Dude,
So
I
I
think
think this
Chaya
is.
was easy, yaar. Come on.
तो आ गया ना वो, उसने उसने साया वाया बोला, मुझे लगा अब क्या ही है, मैं आई एम
So
डूइंग
after I gave
एबीसी
the
मैं,
hint that
पाया नहीं हो सकता,
it rhymes with her
काया नहीं हो सकता,
name.
डाया नहीं हो सकता, फाया नहीं हो सकता, नया नहीं हो सकता, छाया है. दैट्स व्हाट आई एम डूइंग इन माय हेड. एमपीटी एलिमिनेटेड साया, तो नहीं चलो ठीक है फिर, छाया.
कोई
या
नहीं, ये गुड डिगी, गो अहेड. दिस इज योर
जेन्युइन.
मोमेंट. लुक
लीडिंग
एट
अप टू माय क्विज
योर
विनिंग रेप्यूटेशन फ्रॉम
फेस.
एसआरके
एकदम
क्विज डेज.
चीक बोन जैसे हो जाते हैं ना, एंड शी इज लाइक डिसअपॉइंटेड.
Yeah, man, it really reflects on her face.
मेरे को पोकर खेलना पड़ेगा, पोकर सीखना पड़ेगा, सो दैट मैं
नहीं,
ऐसे
you would be horrible in it. बहुत expressive हो यार,
What the
बहुत
fuck? अच्छा
it's
ठीक है,
just
ओके.
because you're such an expressive person, it's a compliment.
ओके थैंक्स, यू वन, बी हैप्पी, ये ड्रम रोल.
ऑन दैट नोट, नेक्स्ट वीक वी आर डूइंग अ गेस्ट एपिसोड इन विच होपफुली प्रीति गेट्स बुलीड लेस, बिकॉज वी हैव समबडी हु इज अ बिग फैन ऑफ प्रीति जॉइनिंग अस ऑन द पॉडकास्ट, एंड वी आर वॉचिंग डॉन. And the guest is Manya, who's responsible for the last question of today's quiz. And she's my friend from college. So see you next week. If you want to watch Dawn in preparation, please do. Thanks
It's
for
always a
listening.
good movie to watch. Like Dawn is always a good rewatch. So just any excuse.
Who does?
Dawn making a cameo in Maya Memsab.
So many movies made cameos in Maya Memsab. We talked about Kuch Kuch Hota Hai Mehmana and also Donkey, which we have mentioned way too many times on this podcast.
It's also his most recent movie, so I mean, recency bias. Yeah. Till his new movie comes out, King. Cool.
Hello guys,
Chalo,
see you
okay,
soon.
bye
Thank you
guys.
For listening to us.
Thank you.
Bye.